Here's another practical thing. I don't have this very clear at the moment, but I'll just start to talk about it a bit. We've just watched a scientific program with many leading-edge scientists who are dealing with the process of the mind. And what one of them started off with, in a scientific way, was talking about being in the moment. He said, people that have the compulsive disorder, he said, if we can get them into the moment, disconnect from the compulsion, go through the withdrawal, and don't go there, the mind starts to build a new connection. The reason the person is compulsive is, say, they've got to wash their hands because of germs. It starts off through some incident, and then they build on it, and it gets more and more and more. And what's happening in the brain is it's building a circuit in there, and it won't break the circuit. No matter how many times you wash your hand, it'll be there, it'll be there, it'll be there. And what he was saying is, a Buddhist thing, mindfulness, be here, be now, feel that incredible urge to wash your hands or take the drug or drink the alcohol. Be here and don't do it. Watch and see there's something separate from you. Who's watching? Be the watcher, not the action. And don't wash your hands. No matter how terrible it seems, you're going to die. Don't do it. Don't do it. The brain's in its circuit now. It says, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And you start to reduce the power of that circuit. But you've got to be there, because otherwise you'll find you're turning the tap on and you didn't even notice. But you've got to be there. You've got to be there. You've got to be there. And slowly the brain will literally rebuild itself. Because you are not charging up that circuit. If you don't charge up the circuit, it can't stay there on its own. It'll start to fade. Not only will it start to fade, but it will start to be replaced by something that's more balanced and healthy. And this, in this program they were talking about, that's exactly what they're doing now with schizophrenia. They're having people come out of schizophrenia. And the syndrome from being in traumatic experience, like people coming back from the war, post-traumatic syndrome. They play the syndrome over to them. They get them to write it and read it over and over and over until they start to get used to it. They get used to it. And then the brain starts to let that memory fade. And then the memory becomes separate. The third person is watching the memory and is no longer the memory. And freedom starts to happen. So science has gone Buddhist. It's gone being present, being here now. And they're talking about extreme cases. They're talking about schizophrenia and post-traumatic syndrome and the compulsive disorders. But we're all compulsive. All of us, we're all doing something automatic. We're all being driven by that part of our brain that's not against us, it's trying to look after us, but it's gone crazy. We've got to take over. And the only way you can take over is to make being in the present your priority. No matter what's happening, you are here now, being with what is. And you'll find there is a watcher. You'll see that what you used to call you is not you anymore. You're watching. You're looking at this robot doing its thing, and you're watching, and you're saying, no, I'm not going to support that anymore. As soon as you say, I'm not going to support it, the synapses start to fade away. In fact, it can disappear in an instant. There is no time, there is no space. If you line up and say, that is finished, than it is. And again, it's all about being here in this very moment, every single moment.